So how would you describe the Merkel Hotel?
What I remember from the first time I walked in was the ceiling fan in the lobby and the dust being kind of heaped so high on top of the ceiling fan that it was like spilling off. And that gives you a sense of what kind of building this is. It is, for lack of a better term, a flop house. It's in this kind of off the beaten path part of Tacoma near the intersection of two highways. And the reason I'm reporting on it is because it's going away.
I'm Gabriel Spitzer. I'm here with KNKX South Sound reporter Will James. You're listening to Sound Effect. And Will's been covering this story for a little while now. How did you get hip to this story?
Well, there used to be really, really cheap hotels, motels, apartment buildings where you could easily get a room for very low cost. And the Merkel Hotel is, as far as I know, the last of those buildings in Tacoma. The last of that kind of unofficial safety net that was the line between being housed and being homeless for a lot of people. I've spoken to a lot of people who have already become homeless. I had never, as far as I know, spoken to people during the process of becoming homeless. Unfortunately, this case of the Merkel Hotel, which is going away, it's been bought by a developer and is being renovated, was an opportunity to see that process in action.
So when you first went there, what phase were they in the process of, you know, winding down?
When I was there, there were about 15 people left the first time. And when I visited them again a few days later, the day that they were supposed to move out, they were down to 9 people.
So what's become of those 9 people?
I checked in with their caseworker a little while ago, and 7 of them at this point are either homeless or, you know, on the verge of homelessness. They might be crashing on someone's couch for a few days. One of them's in the hospital, but as soon as he gets released, he has nowhere to go. So 7 out of 9 at this point are basically unhoused.
Can you tell us a little bit about one of them?
I met this guy, Leonard, who has lived in the building a couple of years. Like a lot of people at the Merkel Hotel, he was homeless before he moved in there. And I met him a few days before the deadline for him to move out. And he was just full of like hope and plans. He had all these ideas. He was going to get on a Greyhound bus and head to Yakima and find a place where he could live 150 miles away, where rents were cheaper, that he could afford. And he wasn't happy about it because he didn't know anything about Yakima. But he was like, if this is what I have to do to survive, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to figure it out. And the guy just had so much energy. And then I saw him again on October 31st, the day he had to move out. And I was like, yeah, Leonard, what's going on? Did you get to Yakima? He's like, no, I never made it to Yakima. I think something's going to work out. He was like really vague about what was going to happen to him. And I kept kind of pressing him like, you know, where are you sleeping tonight, Leonard? Like the deadline's now, like, tell me what you're going to do tonight. And finally he said, listen, man, I don't know where I'm going to sleep tonight. I don't know.
I really don't. I'm not playing it by ear. I'm just playing it as for what it is, you know? Playtime's over with, to be honest with you. It's a rough world out there. And homelessness, it makes it even rougher. Being homelessness means that you got to be on your guard 24/7. You know, now, I didn't choose to be homelessness. I didn't choose to end up like this. And I imagine no one here ended up, you know, in this situation. But a lot of people had left. That's because they could.
To watch him go from this state of kind of like hope and planning and strategizing to the reality of his situation sinking in was really striking in my memory.
And you said you had never before this story seen the process of going from housed to homeless. What about that surprised you?
I remember being there on October 31st, the deadline to move out, and some of the remaining tenants were just kind of sitting in silence. They're kind of subdued. What surprised me was how quiet and anticlimactic it was.
Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Gabe.
Today on Sound Effect, our theme is safety net, that last line of defense between us and calamity. So we'll have stories about when that net does its job and what happens when it doesn't.